cattle futures softened a touch to start the new year. Although prices were mixed, calf prices got off to a strong start at auction. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 4th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive with very light demand through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $140 in Nebraska in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $220 to $222. The five-area direct average steer price last week of $139.59 a hundredweight on a live basis was $3.95 higher than the previous week. The average steer price in the beef was $3.58 higher at $220.89. Cattle futures eased lower Monday, awaiting cash direction. Live cattle futures closed an average of 38 cents lower, not counting newly minted away June. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents lower. Choice box beef cutout value was 77 cents higher Monday afternoon at $266.03 a hundredweight. Select was 67 cents higher at $258.90. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, except for fractionally lower to 4 cents lower in the front four contracts. Soybean futures closed 12 to 16 cents higher through SEP of 23 and then 7 to 8 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle started the year trading mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given the recent holidays, unless otherwise noted, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $3 to $8 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, which included a yearling special. There were instances of $10 higher for some five-weight steers. Feeder heifers traded steady. There are an estimated 10,000 head on offer. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 lower, while steer calves sold $3 to $6 higher, and heifer calves sold steady to $4 higher. There are 9,000 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold with lower undertones at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while those weighing more than 550 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold with higher undertones and then steady to $3 lower at 600 to 650 pounds, $7 to $8 higher at 700 to 750, and $2 to $3 lower at 900 to 950 pounds. There are 4,965 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices climbed higher Monday, buoyed by tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 246 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 30 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 187 points. Matthew Dearson, Risk and Management Specialist at South Dakota State University, provides some perspective on recent prices in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. During December, he notes the price for 500 to 600-pound steers in South Dakota averaged above $190 a hundredweight for a couple of weeks, a level last observed in early 2016. Given the fact that calf value ultimately depends on expectations of their finished value, that certainly bodes well. According to Dearson, the Livestock Marketing Information Center is projecting fed cattle prices higher this year than last year and higher yet in 2023. On the other side of the equation, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, stresses the need to focus on feed cost management in order to capitalize on the optimistic revenue outlook. In part, Peel explained in his weekly market comments, marketing forage involves considering cattle production and marketing alternatives that represent higher value for forage. For cow-calf producers, he notes that includes considerations for marketing calves at weaning or retaining calves for backgrounding and stocker production, as well as marketing cull breeding animals. With that in mind, Peel says, the market environment this year may provide more possibilities, with reduced cattle numbers favoring wean calf production and marketing, yet at the same time, higher grain prices and elevated feedlot cost of gain increasing the value of added forage-based weight gain on feeder cattle. Bottom line, Peel says, producers will have more options and potential to add value this year, and planning now can improve returns to cattle and forage production later. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 4th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.